808 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. And
with you
on this Tuesday, the first Tuesday in July. Also, the last Tuesday where you can register at Goldfingers for our Summer Better Than Others prize contest. Today, two locations, the Goldfingers in Saraland and the Goldfingers on Dauphin Street. There's a box in each store. You go in, you fill out your name. And we aren't like a lot of those other contests where you have to worry about your information being used for nefarious purposes. I'll tell you exactly what happens. We take the boxes. In this instance, we'll dump the two boxes together. We'll draw one name out. That winner will win the qualifying prize worth $50 from Goldfingers, and then they'll be entered in to win the main prize worth $5,500. A big prize we'll give away on July the 19th. But with all those other names, all the non-winners, we take those and we destroy those papers that you fill out. You do not have to worry about, if you ever get any calls from telemarketers, your information did not come from us because we hate it as much as you do. But today, the last day to register at Goldfingers. And then starting this Thursday, head on over to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. That's the next location where you can register to win. Well, they'll have the box there from Thursday through next Tuesday. So this weekend, you'll have plenty of time to make your way over to Mike Ward's. And while you're there, get a good look at that Liberty Fat Boy Jr. safe. And that could be yours if you win the big grand prize. Right now, it is a Tuesday morning, so we have Quinn Hillier on the line of Quinn Hillier. .com. I also believe you have a book for sale on Amazon, Quinn. Has that trilogy come out yet, or are we still waiting?
The second one is out as of last Friday, and actually you can even pre-order the third one. So the first is Mad Jones Heretic. The second that is just out is Mad Jones Hero. And the third is Mad Jones Agonistes, and they are out at Amazon.
All right, that's outstanding. But the big news this week, of course, Supreme Court. That's been in the news with Justice Kennedy announcing his retirement after the Supreme Court made some decisions last week. So tell us what this is about, Quinn. It looks like Trump interviewed four Supreme Court candidates yesterday, so it's down to those four: Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, Raymond Kethledge, and Amul Thapar. A lot of people here in Alabama were hoping Bill Pryor would be on that short list, but he didn't make it.
Pryor ought to be on the short list. You know, he was one of the three finalists last time, but for various reasons, not having really anything to do with him, he did not make it. I think part of that is he is seen as the favorite of Jeff Sessions, and now that Trump is angry at Jeff Sessions, he's not going to pay attention to Jeff Sessions' protege. That's not how it should work, but sometimes it does. Meanwhile, you have four very qualified people that he is interviewing. And, you know, I happen to think one or two are better than one or two others. But they're all very, very qualified, and all of them are what's called textualists or originalists who actually believe in applying the Constitution and the laws as they are written, not as they would want them to be.
So what are the once Trump does pick his nominee, what are the roadblocks for getting that nominee through the process, and are they trying to accomplish this before these midterms coming up?
Oh, yes, they will. They will, in fact, try to accomplish it before the Supreme Court goes back into session on the first Monday in October. So they want to get this done by sometime in September. And all they need is 50 votes plus Vice President Mike Pence, and there are 51 Republicans in the Senate. One of them, John McCain, is right now unable to be there, so that gives them 50 unless he's able to return. So they can't afford to lose any Republican votes unless they pick up a Democratic voter too. Luckily for them, they have a good chance of picking up one, two, or three, because there are Democrats who are up for re-election this time in the Senate who represent very conservative states, and their voters might not appreciate them voting against a qualified, reasonable Supreme Court nominee.
Now, all over online and on TV, all I've seen people discussing is the Supreme Court possibly overturning Roe versus Wade. Even a Republican out of Maine, Susan Collins, said that she would prefer not to vote for a justice that wants to overturn Roe versus Wade on behalf of, I guess she stands behind the original ruling. Why is that such a big deal right now, and will that actually be a real possibility for the Republicans to overturn that ruling?
Well, it does happen to be a possibility because there are thought to be four of the remaining eight justices who would probably vote to overturn all or most of Roe versus Wade, although people have doubts about John Roberts when push comes to shove. But Kennedy was the swing vote on, so-called swing vote on that issue, as on so many others, and he ended up voting to uphold Roe versus Wade. If you replace him with somebody who happens to read the Constitution differently, then yes, Roe could conceivably be overturned. Of course, anybody who is looking at it as a single issue circumstance is not looking at the court correctly. That's not what the court is about. It's not about deciding issues. It's about applying the law and the Constitution as written. And they handle so much else other than abortion that to base a vote one way or another in terms of confirmation, to decide whether to confirm somebody one way or another just because of their perceived guessed position on Roe versus Wade is just not doing justice, pun intended, not doing justice to what this whole thing is about.
What attributes do you think Trump is looking for in his nominee? And I mentioned earlier, we're down to four, it appears, because those are the four that Trump interviewed yesterday: Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Barrett, Raymond Kethledge, and Amul Thapar. What attributes do you think he's looking for? Is he looking for somebody that he can for sure get through the confirmation process, or someone that will vote his way once they're actually put through the nomination process?
Again, if he's looking for somebody to, quote, vote his way, he's doing it wrong. What he needs to do is find somebody who will apply the Constitution and laws as written, which in most cases would be what you would say is voting his way, but that's not really what it's about. He is looking for somebody who has a proven record in their writings or in their opinions, if they've already been on a court, of carefully applying the law as written. Calling balls and strikes, not saying, well, I want this to be the outcome, but instead letting the facts of each case determine the ruling. He's looking for somebody with sterling qualifications, both in law school and afterwards. And he should be looking for somebody who can actually write in a way that the public can understand. If he does so, by the way, of those four, by far the clearest, most concise, most vivid writer is Raymond Kethledge out of Michigan. And that might also serve him politically, even though, you know, you're not supposed to think politically, but it should serve Trump politically because Michigan is such a swing state.
Do you have I know you just mentioned Kethledge being the better writer of the four. Do you have a personal preference of those four that has been that it appears to be narrowed down to?
Of those four, after doing a deep dive into their records, I do prefer Kethledge. He is he's the clearest writer and the clearest thinker. I've got to say, Kavanaugh, I've been disappointed in. I played a small but significant enough role in Kavanaugh getting on the court barely under the wire in 2007 that they invited me to his investiture on the Supreme Court, which was held in the Rose Garden. It's the only time I've ever been invited to a judicial investiture. So I've been pulling for him for all this time because I was a big supporter of his, but I've been disappointed in several of his rulings, including one on Obamacare and one on forcing people to take Medicare even if they don't want to. Even if they want to save taxpayers money and not take Obamacare, he came up with a bizarre ruling, said that they were forced to take it. So of those four, even though he's a good judge, Brett Kavanaugh is my least favorite, Kethledge is my most favorite of those four.
Okay, very cool. And also, how do you think the Democrats, I know earlier you mentioned that they could swing a couple Democrat votes that are in, I guess, growing red states or red states that voted Democrat originally. They'll probably vote in order to confirm. But how do you think the far-left Democrats will play this heading into midterms?
Oh, they're going to yell and scream bloody murder. And, you know, they're going to try to smear the nominee personally, and they're going to try to overblow some of the, you know, the meaning of some of the cases on which they disagree. Again, it's going to be hard to do that with a Kethledge, who has been very careful, or even with a Kavanaugh, who has been very careful about how they've played things. Amy Comey Barrett, whom I am crazy about, but she's going to be a little bit easier for them to demonize for various reasons, but they're going to try. They're not going to succeed unless one of these nominees has a joker in the deck, has some sort of hidden secret that nobody knows about.
Quinn,
these are confirmable.
Quinn, why are you crazy about Amy so much? What sets her apart from the others?
Well, I'm crazy about her personally. I'm actually, as I say, slightly less impressed with her as a judge than Kethledge, in large part because she's only been on the bench since November and hasn't had enough time to really show how she thinks, how she approaches handling appeals cases. I'm just crazy about her personally. She's from New Orleans, which I originally am. She is she's a wife and mother of seven. Notre Dame professor who apparently just everybody on a personal level is crazy about. She's very approachable, very warm, and absolutely brilliant. And so for those reasons, I just, you know, I've got a soft spot in my heart for for somebody who has those characteristics.
Mom of seven. I mean, she can corral the best of them. I mean,
exactly.
Wow.
I mean, she's got a great personal story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that having only spent 7 months on the bench, that she is the single most qualified. I just said on a personal level, I'm impressed with her.
I got you. It's just always good to kind of get into your brain and understand how you're thinking and why you're thinking the way you are. Because, you know, I mean, these are important names that are coming into the headlines, and we need to understand who could possibly be in a role for 30, 40, 50 plus years, which impacts, you know, our nation. So that's the serious stuff. Let's talk about that breaking news of yours and that phone that you have. Quinn! Oh, my goodness. For those who are not on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, so we ran into Quinn and Destin at a recent conference. And Quinn, I'll let you tell everyone what you were doing there.
Well, I was a panelist. I was speaking on the topic of whether or not monuments, historical monuments, should be saved. And so it was a conference of the Alabama Bar Association. And then I was fortunate enough to be able to spend time with Kelly and Carlos while I was there, and Kelly just got a real kick out of my old-fashioned flip phone.
I've seen the picture proof. It's true.
Yes, you have generated.
I thought I was on the cutting edge of technology.
You know, I think in the end you might actually be ahead of us all by sticking with that phone, Quinn.
Got to stick with the phone. It's back to the future. After a while, everybody's going to get tired of being able to be not just texted but emailed and on constant call with all this modern communication stuff, and you can't get away with it. Go to the old flat-fashioned flip phone, and then while you're at it, the next step is going back to the phones that have cords that are plugged into a wall.
Right, and you know, your twin brother here, Mark Holliday, he just modeled his flip phone as well, so you're in great company.
Total flip phone.
You know what? It's always good to get a good laugh. I mean, we deal with so much from a politic standpoint, from, of course, headlines and news, but it's always good to be able to just have a good chuckle. And that phone right there, Quinn, you're on to something.
That's right. And as always, thank you for joining us, Quinn. We got to head to the break here. Every Tuesday.
I just urge people, watch the name of Kethledge. He is, I have very good sources that tell me He is the dark horse to watch.
Okay, Kath Lynch, watch for him. That's good to know. And if anybody wants to get in contact with you or read your most recent writings, or if they want to spar with you on Twitter, Quinn, where can they reach you?
Twitter, at Quinn Hillier, one N in Quinn, two L's in Hillier. And online, I've got to update it again, but QuinnHillier.com. Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem. And also, I'll say it for him, you can get his books, Mad Jones Heretic, they're on Amazon right now. Volume 2 just released. You'll want to check that out on Amazon. Mad Jones Heretic by Quinn Hillier.
Makes for a brilliant gift.
It does. And I don't know if you do Independence Day gifts, but maybe you can get it in time for that. I don't know. 823 now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings coming up. Hey, Kane, appreciate it. 828 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley has another traffic update.
Yes, same accident. A little more information about that. Of course, 38 minutes ago, we told you what Kane just mentioned, that multiple vehicle accident, overturned cement truck. This is in Baldwin County, County Road 64 between Rigsby Road and County Road 54. That road was blocked. The cement truck was leaking fuel. So the latest update 13 minutes ago, medical helicopter was en route to that accident because of all that I just listed, and now possibly two overturned dump trucks. Those are updates coming to us courtesy of at Mobile AL Traffic. We know we tag team these situations because you want to know the most information. And so that's where we're very thankful to many of you who post and tweet and let us know what's going on. So that's what's happening on the roadways. From a water standpoint, we told you about earlier this morning, courtesy of our news partners, WKRG, that a jubilee happened this morning.
Yeah.
If you're up bright and early and you were racing toward Baldwin County, Fairhope Yacht Club, that was a place to be to catch all types of goodies.
Yeah, and you talking about that, well, it made me hungry. I'll just say that. It made me very hungry. Actually, my stomach started making my dinner plans before my brain started getting after the dinner plans.
Ah.
And it was saying, go to the original Oyster House. That's what my stomach was telling me. On a day like today, it's actually just started raining right outside the FM Talk 106.5 studio. So you can kind of change the menu up, change up what you order depending on the weather. Like with it raining outside, I would go for a cup of gumbo and then maybe head home and take a nap. Nothing like a good nap after a cup of gumbo. But if it's a hot day and you've been out on the water, of course you can pull your boat up out back, the original Oyster House that's on the causeway. Go inside, maybe get some raw oysters, some peel and eat shrimp, and some cold drinks to cool yourself down. They have whatever you want. And there's two locations of the original Oyster House. Of course, the original Oyster House in Gulf Shores at the foot of 59, and in Mobile on the causeway, the original Oyster House there. Two locations. Check them out online, originaloysterhouse.com. Check out that menu before you head in so you don't have to waste time deciding what you want to order while you're in the restaurant. You'll already know and you'll be ready to go. If you're planning on celebrating tomorrow for Independence Day and you want to head out to one of these pre-planned celebrations, maybe after you hang out with the family during the day, well, if you want to go to, if you're in Mobile and you want to go to Cooper Riverside Park, they start their patriotic party at 2 p.m. tomorrow, and then the Mobile Pops will start playing from 7 to 9 with the fireworks coming after at 9 o'clock. If you're in Fairhope, head on over to Henry George Park. They've got the Baldwin Pops and the 151st Army Band. They're playing a concert at 7 o'clock, fireworks at 9. At the Gulf State Park Pier in Gulf Shores, fireworks start at 9. In Foley at OWA, fireworks start at 8:45. If you're heading down to Dauphin Island on the public beach, their fireworks show starts at 9 p.m. And if you're in Pensacola, Seville Square, they're having a patriotic party from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then fireworks over Pensacola Bay at 9 o'clock. That information is loaded on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. More Mobile Mornings coming up after the break. Thanks, Kane. 837 here on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And rainy, 79 degrees outside of our studios here in Mobile. Team Flip Phone showing up on the text line after talking with Quinn Hillier earlier. Now, Kelly and your husband, you really ambushed Quinn.
We did not. You watch yourself, sir. No, he presented at a conference. My husband's an attorney and a judge. And so we were at that conference. Uh-huh. And so when he told me, you know, Quinn did a great job at his forum, you know, he said, hey, let's link up. Of course, I'm going to always meet up with one of my FM Talk 106.5 teammates. And he joined us as we chit-chatted and enjoyed some great sushi, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so we were talking. And so I saw the phone. I said, is this the phone? And Quinn's like, yeah. I said, let me see that. And I couldn't stop laughing because I remember having one of those, first of all. But I had to take a picture and I had to post it to let everyone know. And, you know, Quinn says he's very okay with that. He said, like, he remembered CDs, mm-hmm, but he purchased a CD probably about 15 years after they came out, his very first CD.
Wow. Well, if he wanted to buy another CD, he had his last chance at Best Buy on Saturday. Yeah, that's an interesting. I wonder if Best Buy is selling flip phones. They gave up on CDs. Man. I wonder if there are any cell phones to buy at Best Buy. And I give Quinn grief every time he comes in about his flip phone. But I'm coming around. If I didn't need a smartphone for my job, I mean, I'm the dummy who's paying a monthly fee just to own my phone. So I bet Quinn had that thing paid off 15 years ago, probably.
And you know what I love, though? Quinn is happy being Quinn, and that's what it's about. All jokes aside, I love the fact that someone is comfortable with whatever it is, mm-hmm, that they have. It's I mean, it's his bill. It's his business.
Yeah, well, and then Mark Holliday, who works here at the station, he came in. Yep. He's team flip phone. And then on the text line, texts have been rolling in, everybody saying, I like Terry here. He says, my personal phone is a flip phone, and Terry's not alone. There's been several others saying, I use a flip phone. So it's coming back around.
I love it. And I received a tweet, because then I tweeted it back once Quinn posted that. I tweeted back about, remember the phone? You may not remember
those. I might.
So Quinn said, okay, Back to the Future, next stop, landlines with actual cords on them. Mm-hmm. And I said, the memories. Who didn't have a phone in the kitchen on the wall with what seemed like a 90-foot coiled cord?
Yes.
The phone was either beige or yellow. And if you need to click over for another call, you had to walk all the way back to the kitchen to make that happen. So Joe Toomey, he tweeted a picture of his mama and showing her in a picture on a cord, on a phone with a cord. He says it's about 30 feet of cord there.
Oh,
so,
man.
Joe, thank you for the picture and for tweeting. He's principal over at Murphy. Oh, Mark just came in here with his phone in a bag.
The bag phone has made its appearance.
Oh, my goodness.
Special guest bag phone.
I'll take a picture so everyone can see that.
I'd like to know what year that was last used in. Probably not this decade or the last decade. Mark coming in with the bag phone.
Oh,
so all kinds of fun
goodness.
Phone
going
talk
way
this
back.
And tomorrow being Independence, mm-hmm, Day. If you're looking for a vehicle, say you're in a car this year and your car just can't store the things you need it to store, like lawn chairs, mm-hmm, fireworks, picnic baskets, whatever you might be taking to your Independence Day celebration.
You're in the wrong vehicle.
Yeah,
you need Maximus in your life. That's the newest vehicle I've been driving, courtesy of the all-new D-McCurry Mazda dealership. Maximus is what I've named him because he's got a lot of trunk space.
See, now I should have known. When you first named it Maximus, mm-hmm, I was thinking Gladiator, Russell Crowe.
I know.
You were talking gluteus.
Yes, but I was trying to keep it clean.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You were not talking gluteus.
No, but I mean, when you see him, you'll understand, and I promise you I will post new videos and pictures today so you can get the backstory on how Maximus joined the Fab Five. That's who we are. We're a family of five. And so it's been a fun assignment. I've been able to drive a new vehicle every 2 weeks or so and give you my feedback, and then you can hop online and get more information and then go straight to all-new Dean McCurry Mazda dealership. They are located on the East Service Road of I-65. The largest American flag in the state of Alabama. Look for that, mm-hmm, and then you'll find a dealership. But a little bit about Maximus. He's a 2018 Mazda 3 hatchback touring, and like I said, it's been a great family addition to what we've been enjoying. Some of the amenities that make you smile, and I think about, you know, with kids in the vehicle, what do they need? Or sometimes adults, what do you need? And yesterday I discovered, and I took a picture of this one, there are two USB slots.
Mm-hmm.
There's
one
SD card slot, as well as plenty of arm rest area and storage. That's a big, big deal. So when you're trying to plug in, and you have that aux plug in as well. And so you've got your storage, you have your cup holders, and the upholstery. This is not leather. This is the opposite. And that actually is paying off in dividends, because for these triple-digit days, you know, I can just sit right down. I don't have to go, you know, because it gets so hot in there if you don't have your windshield cover. Speaking of the windshield, those front and rear windshield wipers are available. And I told you before, earlier in the week, that these windshield wipers are rain-sensing. So they know what to do. They know what their job is. They have one job, and they do it well. Push-button start, of course. Five doors, great on gas mileage, and when it comes to safety, the airbags and that camera that allows you to see what's behind you. And I have to use that camera often because when I get home, Felix likes to surround the vehicle.
Yes.
And I'm like, Felix, I see you. Get out of the way. So if you'd like more information on Maximus, go visit the all-new Dean McCrary Mazda dealership located on the East Service Road of I-65.
Very cool. And speaking of driving around, speaking of Independence Day being tomorrow, make sure you drive very carefully. If you have any drinks at all, think not once, not twice, three times, but make sure that you are completely sober enough to drive. Mobile police, police across the bay, they'll all be looking out for drivers. And of course, you just want to be safe. You don't want to be those people who ends up in a mugshot and everybody, you know, harassing you for driving drunk and being just a horrible person.
Well, there's just no excuse for that. No. I mean, we have all these different rides sharing services that are available now statewide. The news came out this week, so you have Uber, Lyft, good old-fashioned taxi cab, or maybe your friends or your family, but enjoy yourself, have your fun, but don't put other people's lives at risk based on a bonehead moment.
Yeah, and if you're planning on going out tomorrow and having fun, maybe go ahead and download one of those apps, put it on your phone, make a plan, and you'll be ready to go. And I say that because this next story here, turns out they did another survey. I know, hard to believe.
Survey
people
says.
Out there making surveys. They say that since the 4th of July is tomorrow and a lot of people will be heading to work the next morning, of course, because Independence Day fell on a Wednesday this year, well, you would just assume that everybody would go ahead and be responsible and take it easy, right? No,
right.
That's wrong. A lot of people plan on going out and partying like Independence Day is on a Friday, even though it's on a Wednesday this year. So this new survey says that 1 in 5 people who will be going to work, or at least have plans to go to work on Thursday, say they are totally expecting to be hungover on Thursday.
Oh,
but if you look at millennials, that number jumps from 20%, 1 in 5, up to 30%. So if you work around a lot of millennials, odds are 1 out of 3 of them are going to be hungover when they come in to work on Thursday. And fittingly enough, saw the story from mynbc15.com. The Alabama ABC Board just approved curbside delivery of alcohol this past week. This new proposal will allow grocery stores to bring beer and wine out to your car parked at the curb. An employee will have to deliver it, and you'll have to be registered with the retailer. Measure now goes to the AL Legislative Oversight Committee. No word on when the new service would be available if approved. So that's some news. ABC Board approving that curbside delivery. Also got another one here. The top 5 safety hazards around the 4th of July. You could probably guess what those safety hazards are. I remember 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago at this point, there was like a rash of NFL players blowing their hands off or experiencing otherwise calls.
There was a player that lost his, what, his pink? Two fingers.
Jason Pierre-Paul from the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Blew off his hand. Luckily enough, he wasn't a quarterback or a receiver. He's a defensive end, but blew off 2 of his fingers. And there was another NFL player that year who also had an awful injury with fireworks. Mm-hmm. And that is the number one top safety hazard on Independence Day. They say don't let yourself have a relaxed attitude with fireworks because that's how accidents happen. And speaking of those flip phones, that makes it a little more difficult to video, you know, your crazy uncle who's out there setting off fireworks that you know there's a good chance something's going to go wrong. Well, if you have a flip phone, it's tough to video it and make fun of him later.
But, well, like I said in another tweet to our friend Ben in Fairhope, when you have a flip phone, your answers are clear and concise and right to the point. Yes, no, maybe, yes.
Yeah. And Ben's the fireworks king. I'm going to have to work something out. Maybe Ben will be shooting off fireworks tomorrow. The number 2 top safety hazard, this probably has to do with alcohol also, grilling. Grilling can be a major safety hazard, especially if you leave it unattended. They say, of course, don't spray lighter fluid on an open flame. If you're from Mobile, if you're from this area, you probably already know that. Don't leave the bottle next to the grill because it too is flammable. That plastic will not save you. Never use a grill inside an enclosed area like a garage. Of course, you know what happens then. Mm-hmm. And make sure it's far enough away from anything that might catch fire or any clumsy little cousins that might be tripping into that grill. Number 3 top safety hazard, water safety. That's a big one around here. Young kids can drown in as little as 2 inches of water. You want to make sure you're very careful if you're partying around the water. Sun exposure is a big one. I think they wrote this one specifically for me. because I burn first thing.
Do you?
Yeah, that's why.
Do you wear special clothing that allows you to enjoy yourself and not have to slather on the sunscreen?
No, I wear no clothing, actually.
Whoa.
Okay, yeah. I put on plenty of sunscreen. No special clothing for me.
I'm telling Vicky on
just
you.
Just spray up and down multiple times an hour. And the top number five most dangerous thing on Independence Day, your pets. You got to be worried about those fireworks they can set when the fireworks are set off. Maybe your pet will get spooked. You don't want them running away. You don't want to chase them through the neighborhood or down the road as fireworks are exploding overhead.
Have you heard those commercials for those special vests that pets can wear? I wonder if those truly work. Does it just calm them down? Does it more put them in a sedated mode? Or is it... You know, what's the background on that? And I know our great listeners probably have one of those.
I've wondered about that, too, not just because of the fireworks, but we have a rescue dog we've had over a year now, and she is the most anxiety-ridden animal I've seen in my life. Wow. And I just want to make her life a little easier. I don't know if those vests work.
You don't know what she went through before she was able to find happiness with you.
No, and I also, there's also like this collar that is, I guess, has pheromones that remind them of their mother. I've heard about that's supposed to calm down the dogs. I didn't price check it. Probably costs like $200, but I am trying to find something that gives her a little less anxiety. Mm-hmm. Maybe something that works for your pet on Independence Day when the fireworks are exploding overhead. 848 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Tuesday. More of this coming up right after the break. Thanks, Kane. 8:54 now on FM Talk 106.5. Can't thank you enough for starting your morning with us right here on Mobile Mornings. I'm gonna do my best Jeff Foxworthy impression here really quickly. Okay.
What is it?
Okay. If you can't walk through your carport without stubbing your toe, you might need to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
If
you can't walk through your backyard without running into something that you don't need anymore, you might need to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and the crew do great work in Mobile and Baldwin counties, and they can help you clean up your house of all that extra junk that you just don't need anymore. The way it works, if you have a bunch of junk and you don't know where to take it, if it's too big for you to physically move it, or if it's junk like some certain TVs and electronic devices that you're not sure whether or not you're supposed to throw it in the dumpster or if it needs to go somewhere else, well, don't worry about it anymore. Call the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK and they'll take care of it for you. One of the best things about using Trey and the crew, you make your appointment by calling them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK or going online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, and they show up right on the time that you agreed on. They aren't like some of those companies that give you a big 4-hour window of when they may show up. You have to take half a day off work, and it screws up the rest of your schedule for the week. They show up right on time when you set up your appointment, and the price you get quoted is the price you'll pay. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, locally owned. They do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. So to get a quote, set up an appointment, once again, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. We were talking just a few minutes ago about things to watch out for on Independence Day, and one of those things were pets with fireworks going off overhead. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they get scared. Of course, that's expected of animals that don't know what's going on in the outside world. And we were talking about those anxiety vests, thunder shirts, I think they're called. And we were trying to get some opinions from listeners about whether they've used it, whether it's a good tool to use. I mentioned that I have a anxiety-ridden rescue dog that I've been trying to help out, and I've been thinking about getting one of those shirts. Unnamed texter said, the thunder shirts work. My son and daughter-in-law adopted their dog at Cherry Point, and the jets flying overhead got to Peanut. Great name for a dog.
I know.
And
so
other things were causing little Peanut to have some anxiety. He said, we were keeping him while they were in Okinawa, and the shirt actually does work. Another texter, Jace, has a different way to get over this. Mm-hmm. Love when Jace texts. He says, just give the doggy some doggy Xanax. And have you seen some of those at the front of the pet stores?
No.
They're like little chewables.
I purposely cannot go in there because everything looks cute and everything, you want to buy it all. One of everything when you love your pet. So your pet is an extension of your family, and especially with kiddos around, you want everybody to be happy. You don't want your dog or your cat or your bird to feel unloved. So I love hearing from our listeners. We were talking about this. I get that we can all Google and look things up, but to hear from real people who are really using this products, like did it help? Did it kind of help? Was it something that your pet learned to understand over time? It's always just good to kind of hear before you maybe purchase one.
I completely agree. And if you aren't doing fireworks at home, you want to head out to one of these pre-planned events that the cities around us put on. If you're in Mobile, plan on going to Cooper Riverside Park. They're starting their patriotic party at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Then the Mobile Pops, if you haven't seen them or heard them play,
fantastic.
Just outstanding. They're having a concert from 7 to 9 p.m. there at Cooper Riverside. Then the fireworks will begin at 9 p.m. We talked to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams a lot this morning. He was saying some thunderstorms around the area in the afternoon, but actually we're getting a good window tomorrow where it should not be as rainy as it is the rest of this week. So with most of the fireworks shows beginning at 9 p.m., we should be in the clear. If you're in Fairhope, head over to Henry George Park. The Baldwin Pops and the 151st Army Band are playing a concert at 7 p.m. Their fireworks also start at 9 o'clock. If you're in Gulf Shores, you already know what to do. Head to the Gulf State Park Pier. Their fireworks begin at 9 p.m. In Foley, they're shooting fireworks off at Owa. That's going to actually start at 8:45, a full 15 minutes ahead of everybody else. In Dolphin Island, of course, the public beach, that's where their fireworks will be shot off. Fireworks start at 9 p.m. on Dolphin Island. And if you're in Pensacola, Seville Square, their patriotic party kicks off at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Going to run through 6 p.m. and then the fireworks over Pensacola Bay start at 9 o'clock.
And tomorrow we have special programming.
We do have special programming. Check in with us tomorrow morning and for midday, Fisher House. We're on a special program. We just love Fisher House charities. Best way to explain it, like Sean Sullivan says so often, they're like the Ronald McDonald House for the families of veterans. An outstanding charity program. You want to check in with them tomorrow morning. And we're heading out. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.